It's time for Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
God's people, this is your man, Kirk Franklin. And for everybody who's a little discouraged and brokenhearted, here's something that'll lift you up.
Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
Let the devil know that you're encouraged.
On 96.3 WHUR.
Hallelujah.
Hey, everybody. It's Frank Ski, and it is time for your Inspirational Vitamin. What do you do after a victory? Seriously, after you've gotten something you've been working hard for, or a victory like you got the job, or a victory like your relationship is going great, or a victory like you're losing weight, your health is good, what do you do after a victory? That's a very important question. Well, the first thing you should always do, obviously, is to thank God for the blessing to be able to accomplish exactly what you accomplished. But I want to read something to you. Joshua 14:12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. Give me this mountain. This is all about Caleb in the Bible. Caleb was actually 80 years old. He was conquering things again and again and again. And what that verse is really all about is Caleb saying, give me something else to do. Many of us have a problem. You know what we do? We get to the goal and we stop. Then we become satisfied. And now we're complacent. And then that victory and all that excitement that you were all excited for everything you did, now that has gone away. Now you're in the same place you were before the victory. And guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. So my advice for you is whenever you've completed something and you've gotten a victory, always thank God for the victory. But then, ladies and gentlemen, the important part, get another goal and do something else completely different or even make it better. I'm Frank Ski, and that's your Inspirational Vitamin.
Everybody get your hands up. We got the V-I-C-T-O-O-Y, ladies.
I lost, but actually I won.
For by
His blood,
we all have overcome.
My
good.